share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Trigger warning. Contains elements that some may find disturbing. Malaysian Twitter was bombarded with 2, confirmed, cases of sexual harassment on the 5th of April, and all of them had happened at the same place. A woman tweeted and said that her friend was groped in the parking lot of Tamarind Square. A few minutes later, another woman was groped as well. For illustration purposes only, according to a report by Signer Harian, the man approached the woman and said that he needed her trolley so he will help her load her things into her car. However, she declined his offer to help her, but he kept taking her stuff and putting it into her car. Suddenly, the man touched and squeezed the victim's butt and ran away. The woman on Twitter said that a few minutes after, another woman was assaulted by the same man. The second victim was assaulted near the lift area. The assaulter approached her from the back, and when she resisted, he pushed her and ran away quickly. The first victim then lodged a police report. Sepang Chief Police Assistant Commissioner Wan Kamarul Azan Wan Yusof has confirmed that they had indeed received the report. For illustration purposes only, the man is said to be cross-eyed, wearing black clothes, carrying a black bag, dark complexion, and has curly hair. In the most recent update by Signer Harian, it is said that the 20-year-old suspect has been apprehended. The case will be investigated under Section 354 of the Penal Code. The police mentioned that there were 2 cases, however, a 3rd case was reported by netizens. The alleged 3rd case. Another harassment case in Tamarind Square's basement parking, and this time I saw it with my own eyes. I was shaking when I heard the woman scream. That time I just parked my car and heard a woman scream loudly. I was scared, so I honked for a very long time as I did not know where the victim was. When I got out of the car, I saw her crying at the lift area. She asked me if I saw him and I said I did not. More people came to calm the woman down. One side of the man's slipper was there. Maybe he got scared after she shouted and ran when the people heard her. Hopefully, the police can find this scum. It is unclear if the 3rd case is actually the 2nd case. Tamarind Square has also confirmed and spoken out about the incidents. Posted by Tamarind Square on Tuesday, the 5th of April 2022. We are cooperating with the police and the perpetrator has been identified through our CCTV footage. They have also mentioned that making Tamarind Square a safe space is a work in progress, and they are installing more CCTVs to widen the coverage and deploying more security guards. Installation of panic buttons at strategic locations as an additional safety measure is currently in progress. They assure the public that they will be working towards making sure Tamarind Square is safe for all. We hope that this series of cases will urge other malls and buildings to install more CCTVs as well to deter people from committing crimes. What are your thoughts on this? Let us know in the comments. Also read. He touched her hands and lap. Majin confronts daughter's driver who sexually harasses her. Source. Anit Lucina L. Pexels source. Twitter source. Twitter source. Carl Newton L. Pexels source. Twitter source. Twitter. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.